Although late, as usual, a trait of any developing conservative country, Pakistan has finally decided to adopt cryptocurrency. However, better late than never. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, on March 15, 2025, constituted the Pakistan Crypto Council, PCC, mandated to introduce new regulatory guidelines for launching digital currency, a move backed by all key stakeholders. The five-member council will be chaired by Finance Minister Muhammad Aurangzeb, while his chief advisor, Bilal bin Saqib, will serve as the chief executive officer, according to a notification issued by the Ministry of Finance. When cryptocurrency was emerging as a global trend, the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, the government's autonomous financial arm, issued an order declaring it illegal. That declaration was bound to be ineffective, as cryptocurrency thrives precisely because it is not regulated by any central bank, a liberating fact that attracts the masses. The Federation of Pakistan Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FPCSI, once released a research report stating that, around 3 years ago, Pakistani individuals collectively held $20 billion in cryptocurrency. This demonstrates how deeply cryptocurrency has penetrated Pakistani society, despite SBP's efforts. Instead of preventing its adoption, the SBP's stance merely slowed progress, a recurring phenomenon in many sectors, contributing to the country's sluggish economic growth. The purpose of the SBP statement was to evade any potential responsibility in case something went wrong, as every new venture carries risks along with potential benefits. Meanwhile, although cryptocurrency has long been legal in the United States, former President Donald Trump has recently taken a more pro-crypto stance, reflecting the U.S. government's growing interest in digital assets and the geopolitical implications surrounding the dollar and the idea of shared currency by BRICS. Trump embraced crypto as a campaign issue, appealing to younger voters and libertarians while still emphasizing the importance of the dollar. During his campaign, he courted crypto donors and stated that he wanted the U.S. to lead in crypto innovation, although initially, he criticized the Biden administration's crypto policies, framing crypto as a tool for financial freedom. Pundits see the formation of a crypto council by the U.S. and pro-regulation moves as attempts to maintain U.S. financial dominance. Others suggest that the U.S. is trying to prevent crypto innovation from moving offshore, especially as other countries, like the EU with the Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, MiCA, set their own rules. Some blockchain evangelists indicate that U.S. lawmakers are pushing for clearer crypto regulations to prevent China or BRICS from gaining an edge. There's growing speculation that the U.S. sees crypto as a way to counter BRICS' de-dollarization efforts.